We're learning about the laws of Sudas HaMafsekes. I'd like to begin with the Gemara toward the end of the first parak in Baba Basra, which discusses a pasuk from Parshas Toldos. The pasuk says, "V'yabo Esav min asadeh v'huayeth," that Esav came from the field exhausted. V'tada, so the Gemara says, "Osa hayom nifter Avram Avinu," on that day his grandfather Abraham passed away. V'osa Yaakov Avina, Tavshil Shel Adashim, that Yaakov was making a dish specifically of lentils. As we know, the firstborn was taken just for lentil soup. What was the purpose of these Adashim? Nachimes Yitzchak Aviv. He was going to give it to his father as a form of consolement because his father, Yitzchak's father, Abraham, had passed away. So the Gemara wonders, what's the significance, what's so special about Adashim? Why is it lentils of all things that Yaakov decided to make? Why did he decide for this particular dish? So on this, the Gemara tells us actually two reasons. It says, Ma Adasha Zu Ein Lo Peh, Af Avil Ein Lo Peh. It says, just like if you would take a lentil, there's no opening, it's smooth all around. So too, a person who's in the time of a velus, they also don't have a mouth, which means that they have stunned silence. They don't have anything to say. They have no way to speak. And therefore, that's what the lentil reminds them of. The Gemara continues and gives another reason. It says, Ma dasha zu, just like this lentil, is megulgeles, it's round. Af velus megulgeles machseres al boya oilum. So too, reminds the Avel of the circle of life, of birth, and unfortunately the tragedy of death. And that's the significance of the Adashim. So the Gemara asks, so why do you have to give two reasons? This is because Ika benayu lanchumi bebei. Are you able to console them by giving them eggs? Eggs are not round, last I checked. However, they do not have a path. They do not have an opening. And therefore, at least for that one reason, the egg would be fine. However, the lentil seems to be the better choice. What are we learning this for? Because we were discussing the laws of the Sudas HaMafsekes, the last meal which we're going to be having this upcoming Wednesday afternoon. Exactly what does that entail? So the Mechaber tells us, Nohagim le'echol adashim im beitzim, that the custom is, in fact, to take lentils, based on this Gemara, together with eggs, muvusholim betocham. And those eggs should be cooked. Shehei machali avelim. Because this, as we just established, these are foods specifically for an avel. And although a person may not have lost a direct relative, however, the avelus, of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, should be just as real. And therefore, that's the significance by putting us, as we've mentioned before, in the proper frame of mind to understand that there is destruction. There was a destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, of Yerushalayim, and therefore, it puts us in that setting of the tone of what's in store for us, namely Tisha B'Av. Now, in this, the Ramosh Isselis continues, and says, V'yesh nohagim le'echol beitzim kashim. Some have hard eggs, hard-boiled eggs. The Be'er Hetiv says it doesn't mean it can be a nice omelet, a nice hot, warm omelet. Rather, karm, it should be cold. And shu gamkein machal avelim, because this is something which mourners eat. Continuing in the next sif, it says, Mish efshelo lo yochel besuda hamafsekes elapas chareva b'melach v'kitun shamayim. The best bet, the best way a person should have his suda is with the following foods. Only with pas chareva, with dried out bread, with salt, and also kitun shamayim, just a little bit of water. And that's really the ideal suda hamafsekes which we have. And it says, V'yesh machmirin, and some go strict, with tabel to dip, achachilas pas, after we've eaten already some of our bread, that we dip it, ba'efer, into ashes, l'achla, to eat it. So on this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that the bread should be chareva, should be dried out bread, shouldn't be very good, shouldn't be very tasty. Also, the amount that we drink should not be such a terrific drink, just kiton shomayim, some water. So the Mishnah tells us, mikol makom, nonetheless, Al yimait b'shir achiloso. Don't minimize the amount that you're eating. A person shouldn't be a superman and say, I'm only going to drink and eat the smallest amount. And then what will end up happening in the middle of the Tisha B'Av, you're going to be famished. You're not going to be able to focus properly on the theme of the day. So therefore, he says it's better that a person should eat more, drink more, before the Tanis, in order that they'll be able to appreciate the fast for what it's there for. Then the Mishnah Berurah tells us that a person should dip the bread b'efer into ashes. The Omer, and a person should say the following declaration, just as Rav used to do, as the Gemara says, that when you dip the bread into the ashes, you should say, quote, Zehu Sudas Tisha B'Av. Of course, you don't have to say it necessarily in that language, but you should say this is the meal for Tisha B'Av, so that it is something which, again, becomes ingrained within you exactly what you're doing. The Mechaber continues and tells us another custom for this meal. It says, Nohagu Leisheva Al-Gabe Karka Besud HaMafsekas. That's what a person should do is, in eating this meal, you shouldn't eat it at your table with a nice comfy chair, but rather you should be sitting on the ground. However, he says, Ve'en Tzarech Lachlotz Min Alav. At that point, because it's not yet Tisha B'Av, it's not yet the night, you don't have to remove your shoes. And even after the meal, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, you're allowed to sit back on a bench, you're allowed to sit back in a chair. It's just for the Suda itself that it's customary to actually lie on the ground. Conclude with the words of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, what's the significance of lying on the ground? If it's not yet Tisha B'Av anyway, and immediately afterwards you can sit down in a chair, why do you have to lie down for the Suda? Kedei, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's an order, Shehei HaSuda Shefala, that you should acknowledge that there's something unique about this meal, that it's being eaten in a lowly manner. And he says, in a situation where, let's say, you had the custom, which we do not have, to recline throughout all our meals, it would be sufficient just not to recline, and that would be good enough. However, for ourselves, that we eat in the way we do without reclining, the only way that it's recognizable is only when a person is lying on the ground. However, he concludes, nonetheless, if it's something which is difficult for a person, of course, a person could be lenient, a person could put a pillow underneath him, or make sure that their health is not in any way compromised by lying on the ground. We'll stop here. Rabbi Chanan Mechashar Martha Kodesh Baruch Hu Zachas Yisrael Afikha Harbel Hem Termitz Shnemar Adonai Chafetz Amantzit Ko Yadil Torah B'Yadir Kaddish. Amen.